Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 18. And Yahuwah appeared to him by the terebinth trees of Mamre, while he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. So he lifted his eyes and looked, and saw three men standing opposite him. And when he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them, and bowed himself to the ground and said,
Yahuwah, if I have now found favor in your eyes, please do not pass your servant by. Please let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree and let me bring a piece of bread and refresh your hearts and then go on. For this is why you have come to your servant.
And they said,
Do as you have said.
So Abraham ran into the tent to Sarah and said,
Hurry. Make ready 3 se'im of fine flour, knead it, and make cakes.
And Abraham ran to the herd, took a tender and good calf, gave it to the young man, and he hurried to prepare it. And he took curds and milk, and the calf which he had prepared, and put it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they ate. And they said to him,
Where is Sarah your wife?
And he said,
See, in the tent.
And he said,
I shall certainly return to you according to the time of life. And see, Sarah, your wife, is to have a son.
And Sarah was listening in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah was past the way of women. And Sarah laughed within herself, saying,
After I've grown old, shall I have pleasure? My master being old too?
And Yahuwah said to Abraham,
Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I truly have a child since I am old? Is any matter too hard for Yahuwah? At the appointed time, I am going to return to you according to the time of life, and Sarah is to have a son.
But Sarah denied it, saying,
I did not laugh,
for she was afraid. And he said,
No, but you did laugh.
And the men rose up from there and looked towards Saddam, and Abraham went with them to send them away. And Yahuwah said,
Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham is certainly going to become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be Barak in him. For I have known him, so that he commands his children and his household after him to guard the way of Yahuwah, to do righteousness and right ruling, so that Yahuwah brings to Abraham what he has spoken to him.
And Yahuwah said,
Because the outcry against Sodom and Amorah is great, and because their sin is very heavy, I am going down now to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me, and if not, I know.
So the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham still stood before Yahuwah. And Abraham drew near and said,
Would you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city, would you also destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous that were in it? Far be it from you to act in this way, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you, does the judge of all the earth not do right?
And Yahuwah said,
If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I shall spare all the place for their sakes.
And Abraham answered and said,
Look, please, I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to Yahuwah. Suppose there are 5 less than the 50 righteous, would you destroy all of the city for lack of 5?
And he said,
If I find there 45, I do not destroy it.
And he spoke to him yet again and said,
Suppose there are found 40.
And he said,
I would not do it for the sake of 40.
And he said,
Let not Yahuwah be displeased and let me speak. Suppose there are found 30.
And he said,
I would not do it if I find 30 there.
And he said,
Look, please, I have taken it upon myself to speak to Yahuwah. Suppose there are found 20.
And he said,
I would not destroy it for the sake of 20.
And he said,
Let not Yahuwah be displeased, and let me speak only this time. Suppose there are found 10.
And he said,
I would not destroy it for the sake of 10.
Then Yahuwah went away as soon as he had ended speaking to Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place.